Lion Hearts is already hate-pick. I already deleted it last time.
Oh, yeah. In any event, the it would seem that from all those pictures, that the Minhag Yisrael was that it could go, it was to the bone or even a little bit higher. Today, I definitely think that that's still the minhag, at least to the bone, maybe a little bit above that. That's the minhag. People who want to be lomar machmir, you know, hamachmir tal v'bracha. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. If you look in the, as I said, the Imre Yosher and the Shulchan Aruch, and you look at the minhagim of rabbanim and Rosh Yeshiva, it's a good minhag. But no one should point. Someone came over to me actually. The other day, and he was very upset. He was talking about a certain balabatim. He saw that the payas looked high, not crazy high, but it looked too high for him, and he was very upset. And I said to him, "You shouldn't be malshin on them, and you shouldn't malign them." I said they have plenty of source. The minhag was probably that way. And I talked about all the different gedolim that I saw that looked this way. I said, "If you're maligning these balabatim, maligning these gedolim." So I said, "Keep perspective. It's good to be mahader, etc., but not." Not to think that the other people have nothing to base themselves on. In fact, if you look in the Sheol Sechuvos Eretz HaTzvi of Rav Kook, he says that just like you have a din of hider mitzvah by other mitzvahs, by sukkah and by abraminim and by sefer Torah and tefillin and all mitzvahs to have a hider mitzvah, he said by peos also there's a din of hider mitzvah. The hider mitzvah of peos is he said to have it a little bit longer. That's what he said. That's what
Rav Kook
said.
Well, so I think somebody mumbled it in the back, but a friend of mine always would ask me, "How can you be mahader on a lo sase?"
How could you be mahader on a lo sase?
Yeah.
Why not?
What?
Mahader on the mitzvah. There are some achronim that even say you can have kavona. That every time I've seen an achronim that whenever you shave and you don't shave that area, you have in mind you're mekayin the mitzvah lo saseh lo sakifu peyos roshkan. Also something that people don't understand, if you look in the Chasam Sofer, this is in Orach Chaim Siman Kuf Nun Dalid. So the Chasam Sofer says people very often have the misunderstanding, maybe you've thought this yourself at one point, or maybe you've met people that thought this way. But when, let's say a kid, a little child, or an adult, and they're growing, let's say they don't have so much, they don't have a beard hair yet. So, did you ever meet people that decided that they have to grow their hair longer so that it grows down further? You know what I'm talking about? Right? If the hair's not growing out of their head or face at this point, but they grow it longer so it's hanging down a little bit. So the Chasam Sofer writes that the din is not, that's not the din. He said, if you're a kid or you don't have a beard yet over here, so he said, then the peos harosh is wherever the hair is actually coming out of your head. That's the end. If that's where it ends, that's where it ends. There's no din that you have to grow it longer. That's the Chasam Sofer. Also the Eretz HaTzvi says the same thing. The Kook says the same thing. Okay, now, what's the shear? How long? You go to a barber, or you're gonna trim your the sideburns. How far down can you trim them? So if you look in the Ksav Sofer, the Ksav Sofer writes in the name of the Chasam Sofer as follows. You can look it up also, and this is in the Darkei Tshuva in Siman Kuf Pei Aleph Sifkat and Tezayin. The Darkei Tshuva and Siman Kuf Pei Aleph Sifkat and Tezayin. It's also brought down in the Minchas Yitzchak and Chelek Dalad. Minchas Yitzchak and Chelek Dalad, Siman Kuf Yud Gimel Sifkat and Hek. So what do they say? They say the Shir is Kidei Lakuf Rosho Laokro. Kidei Lakuf Rosho Laokro. Meaning that the Shir is that your hair should be so long that you could fold it over in half. Okay? It should be so long that you can actually fold it over in half. Where did they get it from? Where is that shear from? So it's based on a shear that the Rambam did. The Rambam in Hilchos Neziros, Perakei, Halacha Yud Aleph, talks about a Nazir, at what point in time does he have a chiyuv of Malkus? So he says, if, as long as he cuts his hair and he leaves enough kedei lakofer hasho, he doesn't get Malkus. But once it goes past that, then it's a chiyuv of Malkus. So that's where they get the shear from. So what is that shear? How much is that? So the Gemara Nazir Daf Lamed Tesam Beis says that that shear is the shear of growing hair for 7 days. In other words, let's say you had cut it off completely. The amount of time, if you waited 7 days, and the hair would grow, that's how long the hair would be. So it's still what about a number? I want a number. Yeah, it could be. It sounds, I'm sure people, that's an interesting question. I don't know if scientists have yet figured that out. The growth of hair, is everyone's... Maybe we're opening it, I don't know. But there's a sefer called the Shichno Tidushen. And the sefer says, and this is accepted, I've seen in many, many posts quoting this shear, that it's a half a centimeter. A half a centimeter. Okay? 0.5 centimeters is the shear. Now, does that sound a lot or a little? That's quite a lot. That's actually quite a lot. I have a sefer, not a sefer, excuse me, a pamphlet. Someone handed this, someone in Alon Shifuk gave this to me. This is the pamphlet that's handed out in some Haredi communities that they give out. So that's when they quote. They quote this sefer, 5 millimeters, a half a centimeter. Okay, Zeh Hashir HaMinimali. So unfortunately, they don't quote the other opinion. There is another opinion. You can pass it on. The other opinion is the Briskers. This is basically the Grach, the Gram, and the Grid. The Grach is Reb Chaim. The Gram is Agon Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, and Rabbi Soloveitchik himself. They said the Shear is Kedei Kritzas Tziporin, which means if you would take your nail and run it along your face, would the nail get caught on the hair? That's much, much smaller. Right, that's a much.
Does it even get caught on the hair?
Huh?
Does it even get caught on?
I mean, it catches. Your hair.
Do you feel it going up?
Your nail will catch it. It's. Yeah, whatever it is, you know.
Can you push it up yourself?
Yeah, you feel it. You feel it getting caught on the hair. Huh? Okay, so they get it from a Mishnah in Nida, Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis. Rashi there. Rashi talks about also cutting of hair, so Rashi sounds that way. So again, Mishnah Nida, Daf Nun Beis, Amid Beis, and Rashi there. Again, I just would point out that there is room for Hidur Mitzvah, too. Like just because it's Mutter, according to them, that doesn't mean a person should be Mahadir a little bit. But on the other hand, a person shouldn't have a heart attack if the barber or the by accident they cut a little bit too much. They can also know if they're leaving, if there's kedei kritzas tziporin, they're okay according to Reb Chaim.
So this is talking about thickness or
how long the hair is. Because next time you trim, so how much hair can you trim down? So yeah. As long as you leave enough hair, kedei kritzas tziporin, says Reb Chaim and the Gram and the Grid, you're okay. According to, as I mentioned, the Chasam Sofer and the Darkei and the Darkei Tshuva, the Minchas Yitzchak, no, it's kedei. It's enough to flip it over. Okay? Could they have a kofro show a lokro? Yeah.
Is there a minimal width, or is that totally like? Could you have?
I mean, oh, this way.
Yeah. Like, can you?
Well,
trim it down so it's like that thin going down.
No, but the we paskin that you're not allowed to cut at least midrabana, possibly the last, but at least midrabana, you can't cut any of the hair from here. But cutting with a blade or with a shaver would be a problem. And Achinami over there. Yeah. Okay, what else? Yeah. Okay.
Does that mean to fold it over?
You could sort of fold it, I don't know.
Like on itself?
Yeah, onto itself, yeah. Fold it in half. Okay, any questions? We're good? Okay. Okay, so again, so So as I said, this is the halacha. The halacha also applies, by the way, that when you have a barber, you should make sure to tell the barber the halacha, so you know that he shouldn't do this for you, and you don't realize. Yeah. It's happened. I've seen, it happens. Sometimes people forget. I've seen sometimes, they come back from the barber didn't ask, and they go ahead and do whatever they want. What's the what? Of why so long? Well, number one, the Beis Yosef says lo tikabo yad tara misparayim. He says you shouldn't cut it at all. I mean, that's a simple reading. You should be extra careful. Additionally, they want to stand out amongst the guys. They should look different.
Hiddur mitzvah
could be hiddur mitzvah also,
which is probably also the reason behind the chadal community, possibly.
Right. I mean, those are the hiddur could be to stand out. Just like we have our own language, our own names, our own begging. We look different in terms of our clothing, so we should stand out. But all these things, hiddur, the whole. Okay. So we have six, seven minutes. Actually less, because we want to end before, so you guys can get them out. So I remember we were talking about, I think the first time we met in the auditorium, I mentioned Kiddush, right? We never really completed that time. I sort of left it as a question. So let me just quickly recap. The question that was raised was by the Noda de Behuda in his Sefer, the Dogel Meravava. And he wanted to know, how could it be that a man comes home and is motzi his family, particularly his wife, in Kiddush? Because after all, the man was yotzi Kiddush minatara in shul by saying Yishmon Esrei Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. So he's yotzi minatara. His wife is chayiv minatara, as we demonstrated. We mentioned the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Chafim Beis, and Brachos Daf Chafim Beis, that we said Kol Sheyeshmanam B'Shmira Yishmanam B'Zachira. Whoever's obligated in Shmira Shabbos is obligated in Zechira Shabbos. Women are obviously obligated in Shmir Shabbos. So they're also obligated in Zechira Shabbos Minatara. And if the wife is Chayv Minatara, how can the man be Motzir? So we pointed out, I think we did, if I remember correctly, that there is a din called Yotze Motzi, right? And that means Yotze Motzi means if you said Kiddush in your home, and someone comes in afterwards and says, I didn't say Kiddush. I don't know how to say Kiddush. Can you be motzi me? What's the din? Yeah. He motzi. Let's say after you do that, another person comes in. Can you motzi him?
Yeah.
You can do it 1,000 times. You can do it forever. So what's it based on? So the Gemara says it's based on Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazel. That all Jews are guarantors one for the other. And the Ritva says on that Gemara that basically Am Yisrael, that we live on two planes. We live as individuals, but we live as part of one guf of Am Yisrael. So if there's one Jew out there who didn't fulfill Kiddush, that means that on the individual plane, we're completely Yotze. But as a collective, that means part of us was not Yotze, and therefore we're still Chayev partly, and therefore we can be Motzi other people. That's what the Ritva says. In any event, the Dogel Meravava says, so you're going to tell me that the husband's going to be motzi his wife because of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh, because of this din of Yotze Motzi. So the Dogel Meravava says, I don't know, I'm not so convinced that can happen. I'm not convinced that the din of Yotze Motzi, that the din of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh, can cross gender. That between men and women, he said, I'm not so convinced that they can do it. It's very shocking statement, but that's what he writes in the Dogel Meravava on Hilchos Kiddush. His proof is from a rush. There's a rush in Maseches Brachos with regard to Birchas HaMazon. The rush says that if a man ate a kezias, and a woman ate a kedesvio, and she already was Yotze, maybe can she be Motzi? And the Rosh wasn't so convinced that it could work. So the Dogel Meravava says, look, you see, the Rosh is not convinced that Yotze Motzi works. That's his proof. So Rav Akiva Eiger points out that this is a very difficult comment. It's a very difficult deduction. Because if you know the, I mean, I'm sure the Talmud people probably know this, but if you look carefully at the Rush and the whole sugya, the Rush really says that, you know why he's not so sure that a woman could be motzi a man in Berachas HaMazon? You know why? Not because of Yatzim Motzi, not because of the problem of cross gender and Kalis Ravim Zavazet. Nothing to do with that. The problem that's mentioned is that it could be, the Gemara says this, that it could be that women are not obligated in Atara at all in Berachas HaMazon. Why not? Because what do we say in Berachas HaMazon? We mention that we have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. We mention that we have a chiyuv in Talmud Torah. It could be that Berachas HaMazon, the Gemara has a possibility that it could be that only people who are chayiv in Talmud Torah and who have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael are obligated in Berachas HaMazon. Women who are not chayiv in Talmud Torah lishma, they're not chayiv they don't have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael like us. So therefore, maybe they're paturos. The Gemara is not sure. It's a suffix. So if it's a suffix, how can they be motzi the men? So Rav Akiva Eger says the whole thing is wrong. There is yatzim motzi between men and women, and therefore a husband can come home and motzi his wife. There are other answers. We'll get to them, I guess. We'll fill in at other times. But Erev Tov.
The issue was the woman being motzi the men.